other side. Now presenting, channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
It should also be called Veronica Grace, Hour of Enlightenment, because she has enlightened so many people and what she has to offer and the way of her school for spiritual arts, etc. So, anyway.
Hello.
Hello, my love, Eric. And hello, my sweet Veronica Drake. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. Eric is right here. As usual, he fills up my right ear and he says, "Hey, what's up?" he says. And actually, I smell cigarette smoke with him tonight.
He loved his cigs. And it's so awful that I used to test him for tobacco and stuff like that. It's terrible. I should just let him smoke. Whatever. I don't know.
And you know what?
But anyway,
he doesn't show up smelling like smoke. Tonight he's got a cigarette thing going on. He's like, fuck it, I'm here.
That's great. All right, so I love you, Eric.
I love you too, Mommy.
I know. I love you. All right, today's guest, okay, drum roll, please, is none other than the main man himself, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's really weird because Veronica, you and I were texting together like, what's the topic going to be? And boom, we both thought of Jesus Christ. And that would never have come out of me, okay?
No.
It's not your typical radio show topic. But, you know, I don't know. Somebody made us, you know, who was it? Was it Jesus that said, you better do this shit?
Well, and you know what's interesting is because we actually, it was like simultaneously as I was texting it and sending it, yours came into me and mine came in. So I think, again, that's the collective consciousness, you know, the energy that just creates the synergy that brings us all together. And I just want to preface this. It's been a while since I've been on the show, and I am super excited to be back. Thank you, number one.
We are so excited to have you back.
And number two, I want to say thank you, Houston, for showing up and coming out when I was with Missy Lisa and just being present in her home. And Eric, you know, I want to share with the listeners quickly. I did something that I wasn't sure I was going to do. I went into Eric's bedroom, and I wasn't sure I was going to do that. I didn't know. And he prompted me and said, go into the room. And I'm going to tell you, and the documentary woman was there also, and she saw it, the goosebumps, the hair on my arms, everything.
Yes.
My face just lit up. I mean, Eric was right there with me. And that was total confirmation that I'm on the right path with Eric and doing this, you know, as if I needed it. But and one last thing, if I may. I do not channel like anyone else. And so if you're going to send me hate mail or you're going to say nasty things, just know this. When I channel, I don't go into that whole deep zone. I don't change my voice. I don't change my mannerism. It's a very subtle working through me using who I am. If it is, in fact, Veronica's opinion, I will say this is my opinion. Otherwise, it is the entity or the person I'm channeling. So that's all I got.
Exactly, and you have a lot to bring to the table, so I think it's awesome. And wow, you wowed so many people at the event at my home. And you know, I think it's really cool that you went into Eric's room and you actually got like validation and positive feelings, right?
Yeah, I mean, yes, because, and you know what was interesting, and forgive my crudeness, and I said this to you, I asked you the exact spot, because, as I now understand, I was standing in the exact spot where, you know, Eric took his last breath, and I don't mean to be, you know, macabre or crude or anything, but the truth is, he didn't lose his life that day. He went on and was reborn into what
and created
it is
a new
that
life
now.
I yes. know, but I can't. Yes. I still, it's really weird. I just
I know.
Can't go. It's really hard for me to go into that room, you know, because what I felt and saw and all that stuff. But that's for another day. What now?
So, you know, I just, when you and I texted the whole Jesus thing back and forth, I kind of sat with that. You know, you texted me earlier and said, well, you know, come on when you're ready. And I just was sitting here and honestly, Jesus and I were just conversing. We were going back and forth about the energy of the full moon and all of this stuff was being born, you know, out of the pen to the paper for me. So I feel really connected and ready to take some questions from people and ready to dialogue about what Jesus is and what it means in our life today and all of that and what the truth is about Jesus. So I feel prepared.
I think it's really cool how Eric can bring these people to mediums like, you know, a lot of people can't. I mean, a lot of mediums can't tap into this. And I think that for some reason, maybe I'm wrong, but Eric can bring them in and throw these people at these wonderful spirits at the lap of the mediums.
Mm-hmm. Well, interesting. I'd like to address that if I might, because, you know, you know me, and you know a lot of times I get in my way with my confidence and I can, you know, kind of backpedal a little bit in how I feel about my abilities. And Eric has always been a cheerleader for me, but, you know, he says it best like this: as we are receptive mediums, as we are open and our heart is pure and our intention is there, you know, it's easier for him to work with us because Eric is in my mind. He's in my mind. Mm-hmm. Now, physically, I can feel Eric stand to my right. He fills up my space. Think of it like this, as if your ear were plugged. And you know how, like, you hold your nose and you kind of breathe out and you want to unplug your ear? Eric makes me feel like my right ear is plugged. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And
okay.
So when that happens, I always know that it's Eric. And Eric always says to me, you know, I will support you, and I have to, and I, full disclosure, I've told you this before. When we do our channeling bit and we record the YouTube, I always know a day ahead of time or a couple hours ahead of time, and I and Eric go get this person. Sometimes it takes a little bit. I do not know the questions you're going to ask.
No.
I never know that.
No.
But the reason that Eric likes me to get them ahead of time is so that I can validate what their energy feels like when I bring them on the show.
Oh, that makes sense.
So that's what I know there. And as far as like getting these famous people and all of that, here's the deal. At the end of the day, when we're a soul, so is, you know, David Bowie, and so is President Reagan, and so is Jesus.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So why couldn't I feel that frequency, right? Yeah.
Yeah, we're all whole and part of God, whether it's David Bowie or Michael Jackson or Jesus, etc. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
sorry,
so really, you know, one of the things that Eric and Jesus and I were talking about, because I take notes, I write, okay, Eric says, and Jesus says, one of the conversations we had was about the Bible, because, you know, Eric was saying, you know, you really need to talk to people about the Bible and bringing it back into mainstream. And I kind of was resistant to that because I was like, I don't know about that. And Jesus came in and Jesus said, listen, it is not a literal interpretation.
No.
It is open to the mind of each individual, because when you explore the Bible and the principles in the Bible with your own mind, you are exploring it with your uniqueness and the understanding of who you were created to be and what level you're ready for. And so that's how we read the Bible, you know, not literal. Also, Jesus gave me a great tip. You know, it's like when you have the Bible, just kind of thumb through it, like flick the pages, ask Spirit to show you what you most need to know.
It's like tarot cards. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, have an intention in mind. Have a question in mind. What do I want to know? And then, you know, you can't just rely on the literal. Again, emphasizing, go deep into the message is what the point is. And the other thing is, Jesus said to me, funny because, you know, he's not coming back. He's already here.
Yeah.
He's already here.
Well, he's already here. Where?
In your breath, in my breath.
The
guy across the street. He lives here. He's not coming back. What the coming back means is people will return to love.
I hope so.
Coming back.
Wow.
That's the coming back. So
it's
amazing. Pretty profound. Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like how Eric brings it back, like wearing jeans and a white T-shirt. It's kind of cool, and flip-flops. My son Lucas would love that because he's a king of flip-flops.
Right? Flip-flops, I know. I saw, and they're like big-ass flip-flops, too. He has a big foot, no? Am I remembering?
Oh, my God,
they were big.
Oh, yeah.
And Eric and Jesus and I were talking about perception. And so Jesus and even Eric are going to be presenting themselves in the way that everybody's mind can perceive. So what it might look like to me will be different to you. Now, Eric says when he works with me specifically, because I can only talk about me, he knows my personality, he knows what's acceptable, and he knows that there's a certain level that I'm comfortable with. And so he brings all of these energies to me or people to me in a way that makes me feel comfortable. So if Jesus is showing up wearing flip-flops, jeans, and a T-shirt, that's totally who I am. Do you understand what I'm saying? So another psychic might not totally be that chill, and it might look different to another psychic.
Might have to do the white toga. The white toga.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yep. No, I'm going with the white T-shirt and the blue jeans. So, all right. So, so Jesus. I remember working the e-board, which is a Ouija board, the Eric board. With much more profane little things written on it. And I asked for a message for you, and you said you wrote out, I guess, you are the ultimate example of love, for you gave your only son, and you sacrificed your only son and gave him to the world. And, oh, my God, when I heard that, I just started sobbing.
Oh my God. My heart.
Anyway, I just
think about it. We are all one. We came from what created us, which was the creator. And so think about it. You gave birth to Eric. You were the creator. Okay? Do you see how it all just comes down? And then you, too, gave your son so that, look at all the healing you do, you know, with Eric.
Yeah.
This is profound. Yeah, beautiful.
All right, so let's talk to Jesus. Hi, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, how's the hanging? No, I'm kidding. I love you, Jesus.
Listen,
I love you, and I can't wait to, I look forward to meeting you on the other side and getting a big old Jesus hug. Seriously, I know that sounds sacrilegious, but you guys who think it's sacrilegious, get over yourself, okay? And for you guys who think that, oh, my God, you can't talk to Jesus, only the Pope can. All right, you obviously don't know Jesus, okay? Because Jesus talks to everyone. So get over yourself. Okay, go on. Now, let the hate mail roll in. But
listen, I'm familiar with that.
Oh, yeah. Love you, Jesus.
Oh, and love you, too. And you know, it's funny because Jesus, in my perception, is very chill. very laid back, kind of drinking a cup of coffee, kind of hanging here. Eric's got the guitar and a smoke with him. Yeah, very chill.
I bet.
And actually, I'm hanging out in my Zen den where, you know, it's like I've got the Buddha, I've got Jesus, I've got, you know, all of this spiritual stuff, and we're just all hanging.
Oh.
So do you have questions?
So you feel comfortable.
Says,
no, you feel comfortable with him, right?
Oh, my God. I feel absolutely. Because, listen, he tells me, he reminds me over and over again, we are all a part of each other, and he is a part of us. We're all, it's all connected. So, you know, how can it be that we are separate? The only way that we can ever see ourselves as separate is because it's in our mind.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Yeah, separation is
separate.
An illusion. Yep, exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, so I guess
absolutely.
I have a question. What do you think about channeling Eric? What do you think about Eric? And any advice going forward? Those three questions. I hope you have a good memory because I don't.
Yeah. So he says channeling Eric is just one platform that brings such healing and compassion and love to the world. And he actually, what I see right now, Lisa, he is holding you in his space, and he's just got these big arms around you. And what I would like to interject, what I've always known about you is you've been this pure, gentle, amazing soul. And when I met you, it's like I just felt like I melted into you. You're just such an incredible human being who gives selflessly. And that is Jesus's, you know, only wish, that we give of ourselves and we share our gifts. As far as channeling Eric, he says it is an amazing concept. And he says one thing to be mindful of, be mindful to teach people to keep their own minds throughout the process. Never be someone that follows the leader blindly, even if it's Eric.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Because there are many. Mm-hmm. It's not just Eric. There's so many. I mean, look, Eric said that he's a spirit guide, and the spirit guides are, like, as common as New York cab drivers, okay? So
absolutely.
I love you, Eric, but it's not that Eric is some quintessential entity. He is just one that many people relate to, and there are others out there that want to help us. I love you, Eric.
Eric has
upset you.
No, not at all. And Eric is saying all he has ever wanted is to open people's minds and hearts so that they can think for themselves.
True.
Don't do it because Eric says, do it because you feel it in your heart.
Right.
And you know, Jesus is also saying, you know, he loves the fact that Eric teaches so humbly and so peacefully. And that Eric is spreading ideas that have yet to be realized. But think about what I did, Jesus says. When I came on the scene, you know, everybody thought I was crazy, healing the leper, you know, making the blind man see, all of that, just stopping the woman from bleeding. He goes, I did it because I believed I could do it. And Eric is teaching each and every one of us to believe in ourselves. I'm living proof of that.
Wow. Okay, so I lost my train of thought. Okay, yeah. Tell us the most important message you can give us.
Okay. To understand really where you came from. If you were to understand where you came from, you would understand that you cannot be anything other than love. Anything other than love is conditioned, and you've learned it here on earth. The journey here on earth, the whole point to being on earth for you is to remember who you are.
That's right. And to remember that we are love.
We are. And really, essentially, remember whose you are. He says, no matter how far we wander, he says, if you want to talk about my sheep, right? No matter how far we wander, I've got my eye on you. Now, remember, Jesus, God, Eric, Elisa, Veronica, the listeners, we're all one.
Yes.
We're all the same. So when we talk about God, that's a piece that's in us.
That's right.
You know,
we
Jesus,
are whole.
Jesus lives in us. Yep.
Yeah, we're a whole and part of God, as is Jesus and Veronica and me and Eric. All right, so, you know, there was this amazing EVP on electronic voice phenomena that I heard that changed me from 95% believing all of this was real to 100%. And that was in our interview with you, Jesus. First of all, I ask you, have you reincarnated on the earth in some form? And I hear your voice saying, yes. That was analyzed by two sound professionals who said, nope, not a human voice for many reasons. Now, then Eric asked Quentin Crisp, who was there in spirit, and he said, can we get him to come to breakfast? Now, okay, so Quentin Crisp, who is, homosexual, said in a very lewd voice, I'm down with sausages, okay? So that's funny. But what do you mean, can we get him to come to breakfast? What's that all about, Eric? What's that all about, Jesus? I was wondering about that. Y'all eat breakfast when you have IHOPs there? What? Denny's?
Well, it's really about gathering, hanging out, sharing ideas, just like we would think here on Earth. So the question to you is from Jesus. Why do you think that's so strange?
Because it's so human-like.
Well, hello. You forget. Now, this is not me. I have to preface. This is not Veronica. Jesus says, you forget. You're human, yes, but your true roots are soul. And
right.
So if you want to talk to me, if you want to see me, it happens in the essence, in the energy that you are, which is in the mind. And so why not have breakfast with me? What does breakfast look like with me? It looks like you sitting down at IHOP sharing some pancakes and coffee and just feeling my presence, seeing my presence, hearing my presence. You know, and the truth is, you can have breakfast with me no matter who you're sitting with as long as you see me, not necessarily me, Elisa, but the properties and the principles that I embody in others.
Wow. So did you, Eric and Quentin, actually go out and have breakfast?
We always have breakfast. We always chill. We always hang. Everybody hangs. It's what we do.
Yeah.
Now, that's Eric. Everybody hangs.
That's nice. Okay, so one question, callers get a chance to ask Jesus for questions. Any advice for me, Jesus, going forward? Just tell me any advice that would help me be a better me and help people more, whatever, anything. What do I need to know right now?
You need to embrace the truth of what you are, and that is a cultural change agent. You are changing the culture, Miss Elisa, and you have agreed to sacrifice the most precious energy, love, that you could ever sacrifice. And you're doing this. You lost one son, but you gained a nation. Understand that your mission is to keep all channels open, to keep all communication flowing, so that you can begin the process not only of healing yourself, my dear, but of healing the world.
Wow. Okay. So any super specific practical advice, just one tip, the most important practical tip?
continue to write your books.
Oh, are you talking about the children's book? I don't want to write the other
yes.
books. They're too expensive.
Yep. Yes.
Oh,
continue okay. to write your book. And he says, where better to start than in the minds of children?
I know.
Introduce concepts that people are afraid to talk about with their children. Make them childlike. The human mind best understands when it's spoken in child language.
Oh,
while you
wow.
may be writing children's books, they will be for the parents also.
Oh, God, that's so deep. Wow. All right, Eric, mm-hmm. Jesus, are y'all, and Veronica, are y'all ready to take callers?
Bring it on, Eric says, with his cigarette on his lips.
Oh, of course he does. Okay, let's see. We have somebody from the 832 area code. Hey, hello, how are you? You hear us?
Hello?
Hi, how
hello?
Are you doing? Hey?
Opa. Hey.
This is Lisa. Who are we talking to?
This is Sandy.
Hey, what you got for us?
Well, hey. Well,
wait, you said
I'm wondering.
What was it?
This is Sandy.
Oh, Sandy. Okay, gotcha. All right, gotcha.
Okay. Listen, I was wondering, I'm kind of caught unaware here. I don't know why, but I guess besides being nervous and wanting to say hi to everybody, I'm wondering.
Say hi to
I understand
Jesus. Say hey, Jesus.
Oh, hi. I had my question already, and I'm just going off with it. What I was wondering, I obviously understand linear mm-hmm. time here, but what if Jesus could put into a quick synopsis of what time really is, where he is, or just
time? And the first thing I hear is time is nothing. Time is a concept that is arbitrary and man-made. Who said that the sun rotates around the earth? Who said all of that? That doesn't mean
yeah.
anything. You need that concept. We have no concept as
yes.
we have there on earth. But we need structure and we need linear time. This is me saying this. Because if we don't, we miss deadlines. It's part of what we need. Jesus is also saying that time is not relevant. And when you put expectations on your time, you lose track of what matters.
I got it.
Mm-hmm. So there is no such thing as time. You know, I'm not the person for him to go into a scientific explanation with it, but he says to me very simply, tell her there's a scientific explanation as to why time works in your world, but he knows I'm not that science person.
But you
I
have
can't
everything
relay
else
that
going for you, girl. All right. Well, thank you, Sandy, for calling in. Okay. We have somebody from the 303 area code. Hey there. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You know, it's a pleasure to talk with you because I actually know you from your YouTube channel and your blog from quite a while
Aww.
Back. So I feel, you know, we've never spoken before, but it's great to have you on the radio. So thanks.
Oh, it's great to have you on. Are you kidding me? I'm honored.
Thank you. Can we ask a question of just a personal life question?
Sure.
Of course. Anything.
Anything, since I know Veronica does mediumship, can I go for someone on the other side, or do you want me to
Absolutely,
just ask them more of
Absolutely, girl. Yeah, no.
Is
Absolutely,
your mother,
girl.
Is your mother on the other side?
Yes, but I don't want contact with her, so could we, mm-hmm. she's not the one I'm interested mm-hmm. in chatting with.
She stepped forward very quickly, so I'm just going to ask her to step back.
Yes.
Also, there's a male energy. There's a male energy that seems to be competing with her. Does that mean anything to you?
Well, I would rather talk to my father. If that, it might be him.
In your physical life here on Earth, did you feel like there was a competition between your mother and your father?
You mean between the two of them?
Or in general, because they feel.
Yeah. They had a
They feel like they're competing.
Yeah. I wouldn't say competing. I would say they were very, very, very ill-matched.
Well, it's like she came in here, dominant energy, boom, here she is, and he kind of just strolled in behind her and said, I'll tell you what, she wants me.
that would be fitting, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of felt like that.
Yes.
Also, with your father, did he wear some sort of big piece of jewelry on his, either his wrist or his finger?
You know, I believe he had a ring of some significance. I don't know what it was. He was not a jewelry man, but it might have been his wedding ring to his second wife or something of that nature. Very significant.
Something, right.
Him.
Yep. Yeah. Something I can see. It's not obnoxious. It's not like an insignia.
Right.
It's not a college
ring.
But it's something that held value to him. He's showing you that. And also, I feel something in my throat and my chest area when he comes in. Is there something that took his life in that area?
He had so many things at the end of his life that were going on. It was not one thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That was just a part of it.
It feels like a twisting up of everything, and I feel like I'm drowning, like I can't catch my breath. There was a lot happening, and I'm just like, I feel like his energy is just feeling like it's consuming my chest area. So I will say that was the primary cause of the loss of this life. Is there something you want to know from him?
Yeah, I'm having I've had a very, very tough year this year, and in particular with my son, you know, who is an adult. And I would like to hear what my father has to say around trying to just keep kind of stay just for me to help me through the trauma, I think is a good way to put it, what he would advise, especially with the holidays.
Is your son an addict?
No, not at all. He's never even smoked dope.
Okay. Okay, because your father's saying there's some sort of addiction going on here now. So that could mean to a person. It could mean you to a behavior. I just hear your father saying there's an addiction. One of the things that will serve you best, your father says, is stepping back and just watching from afar.
I have no choice but to do that. My son and I have no relationship. There's been a severe, severe breach, and he is in a different state anyway. He is not a part of my life and has not been. So the stepping back is actually.
Oh, my God. Well, what can we do to change that? That's not cool.
Emotionally.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Jesus. Eric,
you know
what can we do to bring these two together again?
It really is just part of all of this, what we call contract work. And I hate to say that, but Jesus is saying, you've done everything you can. Did somebody enter your son's life that turned him sour?
You might not know about it. You might not know about it.
No, but I think that that's a hard question to answer. I mean, I have my own intuitions about I'm not going to say sour, but I would say there are certain players in his life that have not assisted facilitating the relationship between me and him. Yes, I would say there's been
Dad says that's a nice way of saying it, and that's all well and good, but there are opposing people. That aren't in your camp and aren't on your team.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As your son was growing up, could you see yourself being, in his eyes, overbearing?
Not at all.
Okay.
I was not in his
your
life.
Dad,
I was not in his life.
Because your dad is saying you're being perceived as overbearing by these players in his life. I don't.
That does not mean that does not mean you are. That does not mean you are. The players might be
perception.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you understand what he means?
No. I'm trying. I'm actually really listening. No, there's not that at all. If anything, they would be saying she was completely the opposite of that. She wasn't around at all. They would say, they would never say I was overbearing. They would say, where is she?
So one of the things that I'm going to tell you right straight up, it is extremely difficult in this pressurized environment to bring in this information. The fact that your dad came in, you know, people don't realize that it's like we're pressured to get the callers on and really can't do it justice here. I would suggest booking a session with me. I mean, you or anybody, you know, because it sounds like you need some closure.
Well, what about a message from Jesus?
Just understanding that the path that you walk is the path you're supposed to be on. The message is hold your head up high. Understand that what you've done was by choice, and the choice came out of what your soul came into experience.
All right. One practical tip, one first step that needs to be done.
Modify your own thoughts about what happened.
Yeah,
more specific? Can you be more specific?
Nope. You know what? That's for her to understand.
Okay.
Modify your thoughts about what happened, Jesus says. You know what you feel and think about what happened. Look deep within that and see what you can learn from all of that. You're beating yourself up unnecessarily.
Don't we all?
Does that mean anything?
Sometimes you had to digest for a while, so.
You know what? I don't want to belabor this, so it doesn't really. But I appreciate what you're saying, you know. But I kind of leave it at that. I think I don't want to belabor anything, and I know you have other callers as well, so. You know, I don't know what my dad's around, so I just know that he has things to say about the situation, and I was just kind of hoping for a message from him to this very traumatic
year
for me.
Okay, good.
So
Dad,
I'll just let it go.
Dad, one more message to her. Dad, one more salient message, please.
Remember who you were raised to be.
Okay.
Listen, if there's something specific that you want, I'm sorry, that doesn't, you know,
okay.
I can only do what I can do here.
Yeah.
You want to book a private reading. I can go into, you know, why you did what you did or what happened. I mean, I can look psychically. We could take the whole hour and do that if you want. But, you know, psychically, mediumistically.
All right. Thank you. Thank
you bet.
Both.
Bye.
Thanks for being there. Please.
Okay. We got somebody from the 914 area code. Hi there. How are you doing?
Hi. Good. Thank you so much. Thank you for
what
a lovely testament of love that you're bringing forth this evening with Eric and Jesus. That's just so powerful.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you. I can keep on telling you thank you all the time.
So do you have a question for Jesus or Eric or both? Whatever. That's your deal.
A message would be great from Jesus or Eric would be fantastic. Whatever I need to hear right now would be amazing.
So the first thing that Eric is telling me is that you're moving faster and you're feeling pressure about what you should be doing, and that one of the things you need to understand is that the results you're looking for will only come as you slow your pace. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah.
It's like, and Jesus is saying, if you're pressing and you're pressing and you're pressing, you're going to get depressed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So stop pressing and stop moving at a speed that you're not meant to move at. It's okay to breathe and slow down. The results you're looking for will happen, but not until the middle of next year.
Okay. Wow.
So are you looking to change something or get out of something?
I work freelance, so I'm always contacting different collaborators to do stuff. And you're right, with one of the people that I'm working with now, there does seem this sense of pressure, like hurry up and get it done.
You don't need that. And really, here's the message, and Eric and Jesus, and we're just all three going like this. Take this as a learning example, look at what has happened there, and then understand, you know, that's your checklist for what you don't want moving forward. Is your contract with this person going to take you through the end of the year and into next year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because once that contract has been eliminated, you're done with that energy. I mean, Jonathan, you know, you can look at going forward what you'll attract next.
Yeah. See, that's
so. This is
so
a
resonating.
Checklist for what you. This is a checklist for what you don't want.
That was the lesson in meeting this person.
Yes. Because you have to know opposites. You must know opposites. That's the only way. It's all relative. Hot only exists in cold, and when there's cold, you got to know the opposite to know what it is that you're really drawn to.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So with the other lady then that I'll be meeting with in a few weeks to start another project, that's more the pace that I want.
Mm-hmm.
Does
the name Susan mean anything to you?
That's funny. Her name is Sarah.
Absolutely, because when we hear, remember, as the medium, I'd like to be perfect, but I can hear syllables, I can hear, you know, parts of words, it absolutely, because there's Susan, Sarah, absolutely. What I can tell you, this has a homestead feeling to it, meaning it's going to feel more like you're used to, and it's going to feel a place of home where you're comfortable.
Wow. Okay. Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
Could I ask for one more person? I'm sorry.
What's that?
There's this other lady, Melissa, who keeps on promising me work. Is that
her intentions are good, but you want to just make sure that she follows through with one thing, because I don't think she has a good history of following through. Does that mean anything?
Yes, yeah, and it makes me very uneasy like it makes me doubt
her intentions.
Yeah. Okay.
Her intentions are good. It's not like she's an evil person. Her intentions are good. She's just not there yet where she thinks she is.
Right.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay. Wow, I can't thank you enough, all of you. Thank you. Love you, Jesus. Love you, Eric.
You're welcome.
Love you all, ladies.
Bye.
Thank you
for calling in.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless you.
God bless you too. We have somebody from the 646 area code. Hi there.
Hello. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. Can I ask a question related to Jesus or?
No, you can ask anything.
Okay. I do want to ask something related to Jesus.
Don't we all?
I wanted to know, what is my connection with Yassin's?
So the first image I got was that there's a needle and thread, and so you're woven together through many lives. It's a familiar feeling. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
And also, it's a dual purpose that this person, is it's a person, correct?
No, the Essenes are a group of people. They're like the White Brotherhood.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Do you know one person that represents that energy in your life?
No. No.
Okay. Because there is one person coming into your life that you, you know, this energy of this collective, let's say the collective then, breaks off into one energy, one entity that then becomes part of you. It's like you're, if you have a right arm, this becomes your left arm. All right. So your purpose is to spread the message in modern day time.
Is this some person that she knows now or will know later?
I don't know if she knows this person that represents that collective or not, but I was being shown one person.
Okay.
Okay.
So,
do
Eric,
you know, are
Jesus,
you married?
I'm sorry?
Are you married or in a relationship?
No.
Okay. So it's possible that this could be a partner or a somebody that comes down the path that it kind of feels very familiar to you. You have work to do here, and this person will facilitate that work with you. Do you work in a nonprofit?
No.
Okay. Because the work you do won't be for money. Okay.
Okay.
So it could be charitable. It could be philanthropic. So I hope that's helpful.
Okay.
All right, so Jesus, Jesus and Eric, who is this person?
It's, that's yet to be seen. You know, making, I'm not hearing a name. Does the name, do you know anyone? Now, I do hear a name. I'm not sure this is the person, but does the name Malcolm mean anything to you?
No.
Maybe it will.
Okay.
Later.
So look into... if somebody with the name Malcolm comes around, just pay particular attention. Okay.
Okay.
It could be the gatekeeper.
Ah, okay.
Okay, makes sense?
Okay. Yes.
Any other messages from Jesus for her?
Just to make sure that, you know, you keep an open mind, which you do, and understand that the work you do matters. Do you feel like sometimes the work you do doesn't matter the way it could or should?
Not really.
Okay.
I do. Yeah, I do think it does matter. Yes.
Okay. Because you don't understand the impact of the reach of what you're doing. So it may turn out to be something that's even deeper than you realize.
Ah, that's awesome.
Okay. Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks for calling. Okay. Let's see who got the 516 area code. Hi there. How are you?
I am.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Hi, Lisa. Hey, Veronica.
Hi.
Miss V, you the real deal. Elisa, I love you. And thank
we
you
love
for
you
all
too.
You do. Oh, my God. Eric, I love you so much.
Is this Melina?
No.
Is this Melina?
Nancy, I had a reading with you, Miss V. And Eric,
oh, Nancy.
Well.
Sounds
yes.
very familiar. Yeah, your
yes,
voice sounds
yes.
very familiar.
Yes, I had a reading with Miss V. Awesome. You are the real deal. You are the real deal.
Oh,
no doubt. And I'm looking
you.
Forward for the next. Oh, I'm looking forward for the next reading. And
oh,
my
awesome.
Elisa,
thank you.
Elisa, you don't know. You don't know how
oh.
much your show changed my life.
Oh.
I don't think I would be alive today if it wasn't for you. If Eric didn't bring me to your side,
oh.
I don't think I would be
alive
today.
That's awesome. Do you have a question for? Do you have
yes,
a question for Jesus
yes.
or Eric or
have,
Veronica
yes,
or anybody?
I have one. Yes, I have one for Eric. and I have one called Jesus. So Eric, he came to my dream last night, and he told me something is coming. I don't know what it is. I was driving, I mean, in the dream, and I was scared. And he sat next to me and looking at me. And then I said, hi, and I gave him a kiss. And then I told him, I said, how you doing? He said, I'm okay, but very funny. And he said, something is coming. I don't know what it is. And last week also, yes, and also last week I had a dream where a lady put a hat, a birthday hat, on top of my head, and then she told me, congratulations. And then she told me to just follow her. When I follow her, I saw a little baby, and I thought it was my daughter, like, you know, and I started touching it, and she was looking at me, and I touched her face, and after that, I just woke up. So for Jesus himself,
what's coming is they're showing me that you're actually going to have communication with your daughter.
Oh, my God.
Yep, you're ready. It's like I can see your crown chakra is just so open, and the light is coming in, and you're ready to receive. And one of the things that's important is that you take notes. When you dream, take notes, but they're telling me you're going to see your daughter and have communication while you are awake.
Oh, I want that so much. I need this so so much, my God. To a point, Veronica, I feel like I'm tired. I'm tired. Yeah. And as Eric walk wise, when I'm going to move on from that job, I cannot explain.
You work hard. You work so hard. And your fingers, we can see your fingers are worked to the bone, and we can see that it's time. Are you ready to retire?
No, not retired, but I feel like we talked about it before, I want to move on and do something else with less pressure, you know, and that's going to be me when I can take my time and do things. I don't have to be under so much pressure. When I said I'm tired, it's not like it's like mentally. I want to see like something like I'm really like interested in and I'm happy with, you know.
So the passion is going to be laid on your heart. And so what it is that you're naturally gifted at, what you're passionate about, is something that you will figure out how to make a living at. Do you do you like to be outside? Because I see you out in an open space. I see you in an open space, and I see you working with, I don't know, something with the earth. How old was your daughter? I can't remember.
Oh, she's an infant. She would have been like a year old now, a year and 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because she's actually working like the earth. So it's her that I'm seeing. And I feel like one of the things for you is you have to decide what you want to do. There's something pressuring you, keeping you from moving forward in your job. Is there somebody that's making you stay where you are?
No, nobody's making me stay, but to me, it's like fear. Like, if I find another one, am I going to make the same money? And another one, it's going to be the same pressure because it's the same industry. You know, I want to help people. I mean, from my bone, I know I don't belong there. But if I leave, I go to another one, it's going to be the same thing. Or am I going to make the same money? Am I going to make at least $2 less, you know? So what's keeping me there where I am now, I mean, income-wise, it's good. That's the only thing. But I feel like it's not me. I feel like I cannot, sometimes I'm panicking the day before I go, the night before sometimes I can't even sleep. You know,
life
not
changes.
Healthy.
Life changes in March. Life changes in March, and changes in your career, in your job come in March. And it's not about, you may just make a lateral move, you may make the same money, but that's okay. Because you're going to be free. I can see chains all around you. You're bound. Mm-hmm. But freedom is coming in March. Okay.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh,
guys.
You're welcome,
God,
sweetheart.
I love you.
God bless
Elisa,
you.
I love you, Eric. My God.
Oh, we love you, too.
Aww. Joanna.
Take care,
you know,
sweetheart.
You know mommy loves you. And Jesus, I love you. Jesus, have any words for me? Does Jesus have any word for me?
You know what? Jesus says that you are beautiful like a shining star. You light up the room.
Oh, I feel that. I do feel
I do
that.
Too.
Oh my God.
I do. Where she goes, the light follows.
Everybody's saying that work. Thank you.
God bless
so much,
you.
Well, you got a second opinion from Jesus, man. That's awesome.
Yes. Oh, thank you so much.
Care.
Oh, my God. I'm happy. Thank you, guys. Love you.
I love you, too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I remember her. What a sweet woman. Sweet woman.
I recognize her voice. But she sounds so amazing. Hey, there, got somebody from the 505 area code. How you doing?
Hi, Lisa. Hi, Veronica. Hi.
Hey, what you got?
Jesus, I want to know, how do I build and actually have self-confidence when I don't feel like I deserve it or have the right to it just because I'm your child? Because I've done so many wrongs, I don't think I deserve it.
Oh,
understand there are no wrongs. There are no wrongs.
Right.
Everything happens because you're learning and you're growing. And if you want, this is Veronica speaking. The advice he gave someone else earlier on in the call, you have to know the opposite of something. So you had to experience what you went through so that you could see the opposite of it. It doesn't make any sense if you don't know the opposite of it. So now, whatever it is that you have shame or guilt around, turn it around and make the opposite of it, and then it becomes mind work. You know, the Holy Trinity is the mind, body, spirit. The Holy Trinity is the thought, the word, and the action. So if you're looking to change your life, it begins with the thought, the word, and the action.
How do I take that first step, though? How do I do it?
Yeah. Give her one
you decide that you're going to.
First step.
You have to
decide,
create a thought to replace the old thought. The brain needs a thought, okay? So he's showing me very clearly the thoughts you're having. I can see it like a ticker tape, not good enough. You catch yourself. What's your number one thought you have about yourself?
That I don't, because I've done not so much wrong, but because I've done wrong in my life, I don't feel like I deserve to have self-confidence. I deserve to
Listen. You, quote-unquote, wrong in their lives, they are heroes because they are the ones that bring contrast to their lives so they can learn and grow.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people don't do that. They don't have the courage to. They're just like Miss Goody Two-Shoes. But the ones that make wrong choices, you know, failure, those are stepping stones to success. And so those of us who fuck up, if you want Eric's words, are the ones that are heroes because we are bringing to ourselves and others these enormously wonderful teachable moments to help us grow. So you are not flawed. You are a warrior, and you fucked up to evolve and to help others evolve. So everything you did, quote unquote, wrong, is a gift to you and to others. Jesus, go ahead. Try to follow that one up. I'm kidding. Go ahead. Real quickly, because I don't want to run into the other show. But
the truth is, you are a warrior. You can only change your life one thought at a time. So every time you have that thought that you're not worthy, all you need to do is notice you're having it and then create a new thought. Yes, I am worthy. Keep it simple, Jesus says. Simple, simple, simple.
But also, hate to interrupt Jesus, but look at everything you've done and try to find the value in it. so that you can say, yeah, I got that out of this. That's awesome. I'm so grateful for it. And now I can let it go. And you can surrender that. All right, guys, thank you so much for calling in. Okay, y'all, check out Veronica at veronicadrake.com. Check out Jesus. What's your website, Jesus? I'm kidding. And Eric, I love you.
Love you, Mama.
Bye.
Bye.